Have you dreamed about opening a boutique since childhood? Maybe you have a store, but now you're ready to expand. Well, guess what? You're in exactly the place where you're meant to be. Welcome to the Boost Your Boutique podcast, hosted by Emily Benson, retail boutique consultant, best-selling author, and a motivational speaker. In this podcast, you'll learn how to manage your boutique better, have balance in your life, and learn from experts who care. So whether you've been in the business for decades or you're just getting started, it's important to get help from someone who's been there and someone who's going to coach you along the way. So head over to boostyourboutique.com to learn more today. And now, here's Emily.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of the Boost Your Boutique podcast. I'm Emily Benson, your host and very best friend on this journey through boutique land. I was blown away last week by how many beautiful men and women showed up to my magic meetup in Las Vegas. I was really like kind of in tears after with just like how much love and joy and like high vibes were in that room. I really couldn't have asked for such an incredible tribe to like hang out with and do life with and do boutiquing with. And so, you know, here's the thing. I realize that you guys are just as sweet and nice in real life as I am. And like, how fun, just like how fun. So many of you, I realize, have your husbands, spouses, friends. Like, you guys have such great support. And like, how cool is that? If you didn't make it to the meetup, I'm sorry. You really missed out. It was pretty fab. And I'm just going to give you a little bit of FOMO because, like, legit, like, we had the nicest suite. Next time I'm going to get an even bigger one, I think, because it was so awesome. I had my assistants there. We had cool music. Cool people showed up. We had drinks. We had food. It was just like, it was everything I wanted it to be. It was just so much fun. I was exhausted after because there was just so much energy in that room, like so many high vibes. So if you were there, like, thanks for showing up. I will tell you, I'm not sure if I'm gonna host a meetup in other cities or like, I really don't know at this point. I am the queen of, you know, living my life for basically every 3 to 6 months. And I decided to do that meetup like 2 weeks before. I was like, well, I'll just do a meetup, you know, no big deal. The one guaranteed way to meet and hang out with me and hang out with other cool high vibe boutique owners who are rising up in this time is to come to my Rich Retailer Retreat. It's 3 days with me in Austin, Texas, March 22nd through the 24th. We still have space available. And again, it's going to be mega high vibes. We're giving you guys breakfast most of the days, lunch on Saturday. You'll have time to connect with other people. You'll have plenty of time to ask me any question you want, plenty of time to really make space in your life to focus on your boutique. Okay, listen, there's very few times that you will actually take to step away from your store, have some perspective, and come back to it with new energy, new life, new ideas, a new frequency around what your boutique is and where you're going with it. And so I want to encourage you to get tickets now. Do not wait. Book your room now because this event is filling up fast and we're getting really close to when it's happening. So like I said, it's called the Rich Retailer Retreat. You can find out more info at richretailerretreat.com. And it's March 22nd to the 24th, 2019, here in Austin, Texas at the Archer Hotel. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to me. You can DM me on Instagram. You can email us at hello@stylishandsuccessful.com. Post in the Fashion Truck Tribe group on Facebook. You know, we are here to answer your questions. I know that it is an investment for some of you. My meetup was free. This is definitely an investment. But what I will tell you is that every time I've gone to a retreat, I have completely changed my life after it. The reason I'm here talking to you and inspiring you and able to serve you at such a high level is because I take time out. I go to retreats. I go to events like this. I go to educational things. And listen, here's the deal. There are other events out there where people are going to talk at you. They're going to have keynote speakers. They're going to have presentations about Pinterest and Instagram and blah, blah, blah. You guys are learning that already. You guys are already know how to do a lot of this stuff. You're already in a place where you're doing all the things, right? Even if you don't feel like you are, you are. And what I found is every time I go to some kind of like business-focused event, I honestly end up leaving feeling worse. I end up feeling like, oh my God, I shoulda, coulda, woulda. I'm not friends with those people. I'm not doing what that speaker said. How can I revamp my business? I leave feeling overwhelmed, period, okay? That is the opposite of my intention with this weekend. I want you to leave feeling invigorated. I want you to leave feeling like you've already accomplished so much and you can't wait to get back to your boutique and bring the high vibes to it, right? This is not about me standing up in the front of the room telling you what you should be doing. This is about me standing up, saying to you guys, let's dive in to who you are, to what you're meant to be doing, to really tap into yourself and your own inner guidance system to help you navigate what feels best for you. Get rid of the other opinions. Get rid of what other experts are telling you, okay? You get to decide what your life is like. You get to really manifest what it is that you want into your life. And that's what I'm going to teach you over these 3 days, okay? So if you're coming because you want some of my expert opinion on Pinterest, I mean, I might give it to you, okay? I'll be honest. But like, that's not what this is about, okay? It's really about deep diving into who you are. And I want to guide you on that journey. So I hope you'll join me. I'm going to add a link in the show notes. It's just at richretailerretreat.com. Like I said, tickets are selling fast, so please just grab your ticket. We want to make sure we have a seat for you, a swag bag for you, a seat at the table for you, all that good stuff. Now, I kind of stopped doing my reviews, but here's the deal. You guys are giving me more reviews and more people are finding my podcast. So I thank you so much for everyone this season who's already given me a review. I want to read one of my favorite reviews. They're all kind of my favorite. Let's be serious. And so I'm going to read this one from Amber. She says, Emily's amazing. I was with Emily in a course, the basic one. She's talking about Boutique Basics Bootcamp. And it was so helpful. She really knows what really works, and I really love what she's here to offer all of us so that we don't feel lost in our business. Amber, that's exactly my intention with all this. Listen, I want you to feel like you have a path that you're navigating it. And so thanks for the review. If you haven't reviewed me on iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify, I would so appreciate your review. It really does help everyone else see it. And I have the amount of times I hear all the time, I wish I knew about you sooner. I wish I started learning about with you sooner. Listen, if that was you, please review the podcast so you can unlock that for someone else coming up behind you so that they get to experience the magic that is this podcast, the information that I give. I really would appreciate that. So all you have to do is open your app, hit review, give me some stars. Obviously 5 is preferred, but if there's a problem, you know, rate me what you honestly think that this podcast is worth, okay? And if you can write a review, it's just so good. It's like, you know, on your own website, when you have those reviews loaded, people love them. So thank you so much. In today's podcast, I am interviewing one of my favorite people that I actually met at a retreat in Sedona, Arizona a couple years ago. We've stayed friends. We've gone to other retreats together. We're actually going to another retreat together in April, a bunch of our retreat girlfriends. And she's amazing. Her name is Vaughn Piero. And I really want you guys to understand that so much of running a business is actually not about the numbers. It's not about the number of followers you have. It's really about tapping into who you are. It's really about healing some of the trauma, some of the wounds, some of the junk as I call it, in your trunk that you're carrying, that you're holding on to, that's holding you back from being more successful. And Vaughn is one of the people that helps me do that. I work with her and do one-on-one breath work. We're talking about going a little bit deeper into uncovering and unlocking what's next for you. And she's going to talk more about that in this podcast. But I'm pumped because this is, again, me bringing you people and other ways to get your business to the next level. So I hope you'll listen, hear about my experience a little bit with breath work, and just enjoy what Vaughn has to say. Whether you're single, a mom, she's just, you're going to love it. So here's Vaughn. Okay. Hi, Vaughn. Welcome to the Boost Your Boutique podcast.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. Yay.
So you guys, Vaughn is kind of one of the people I wanted to bring in because she is kind of different. She does things that I like to do in my free time. And we met in Sedona at a retreat. And now Vaughn is a breathwork facilitator and energy coach who is really helping women like tap into some deep-rooted, icky stuff and clearing it and making, like, she's helped me feel so much better with some stuff going on with me. And so I wanted to bring her on because this is important. It's important for you guys to learn that anyone can change and anyone can clear whatever is going on with them. And breathwork is a key to that. And so Vaughn, I would love for you to talk about kind of what is breathwork before we even dive into any of this. Because I think people are like, well, I breathe. What?
I know. Oh my gosh. Okay. So this topic just excites me so much. I love it. And just 2 years ago, I did not know what breathwork was either. I thought that it was just, just a deep breath I would take when I was stressed out, like just a, okay. And that is a type of breath work, but the type of breath work that I do is a pattern of breath that gets you into another zone of consciousness. It's like meditation. I describe it as a meditation on steroids because I personally have a very hard time getting into a meditative state when I just sit there, you know, like I got to meditate, I got to clear my brain, but then it's like, it goes off in all these other directions and I lose focus just like that. But through this pattern of breath, I am able to get to that meditative state. And what happens is in the beginning, you're so focused on your breath because it is work. It is breath work. And you know, I mean, it's not a natural feeling at all. Like you definitely are thinking about it. And the next thing you know, you're just like, whoa, where am I? I'm in this beautiful other place. And when you're in this other place, you're open to receive any guidance, any just, I don't know, the way I feel about it is like when you're in that other level of consciousness, that's when your angels and your divine team, they're like, oh my gosh, her little monkey brain has stopped. Well, let's get in there and attack her and tell her everything we want to tell her and give her all the love that we want to give her. And it just is so beautiful to be there because most of us are not in that place regularly. I know I'm not, you know, when I, with intention now, say, okay, I'm going to have a breathwork session with myself or go to one. That is when, like, I can tell now, like, I'm like, okay, I need it. It's been too long.
Yeah. And I feel like even for me, it was just physically, I felt different during it, after it. Like I just felt lighter. I wouldn't even say necessarily so many like messages came through for me at least yet, you know, I haven't done it a bunch of times yet, but even just for me, I felt like there had been some heaviness in certain parts of my body that suddenly were just gone. Like I kind of breathed them away.
Yeah, so it moves through. So what happens is we hold our emotion on a cellular level. And so like pretend like your fist is a cell. And so we're holding, you know, some people are holding trauma, pain, emotional stuff that, you know, because we all shove shit in, like it is all down in there. And we like to hold on to stuff and pretend like it's not there, but it is. So we hold on to it and our tight little fist, pretend that's a cell. And then as we breathe in these new levels of oxygen, that cell is becoming oxygenated with the beautiful oxygen, you know? And so as this beautiful oxygen is entering that cell, it pushes some of that emotion out to the sides so that it, because it has nowhere to go. So all of a sudden it's like expanding and it's being seen as it leaves that cell, you know, like it's moving through your body. And so as it's moving through your body, like you're like, oh, there it is. That's pain that I've been holding on, or emotion I've been holding on for so long. And now I see it and I can acknowledge it, you know, because you have to see it to feel it to move it. And once it's there, like once that is out of that cell, it can be moved through you. And so that's why you feel that lightness and that freedom, because it's literally has left your body.
It's so wild. It's like the wildest feeling, because it's, and here's the thing, I am an overthinker. So for me, even some of this feeling of like, okay, I've let this go, part of my brain wants to be like, well, what was that? Where did that come from? And then you're just like, no, just let it go. Like, you don't even have to acknowledge what, like, who cares what it was? Some kind of tightness was in your body, in your cells. You just let it go. Don't try to figure out what it was, or just love the fact that you feel better.
Yes. That's,
yeah. There is no need to like go back and rehash things necessarily or figure things out. It's just like, let's get like offload some of the junk that we've collected over the years. And who cares what it's from? We don't have to always think about that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it might not even have like a specific name. Now, there are some things, you know, as you go deeper into your healing journey, there are some things that do have a name. But for this purpose, I mean, for the average woman that just is like holding on to some stuff, some baggage, yeah, you know, emotionally, this is such a beautiful way to just remove it from your body. And I'm also a massage therapist, and I have been for over 20 years. And I describe this so much, like, you know, that first massage you get from someone and you're like, oh, I hope it's good. I don't really know what to expect, but you know, whatever. And you're kind of tense. You don't really know. Well, and it ends up being pretty good. And then you go for a second time and it's like the second one's even better because you know what to expect. You can relax a little bit more. So it's like each one gets better and better because you trust yourself a little bit more. You know what to, it's not that you know what to expect, because every breathwork session for me has been incredibly different. I'll go in with one intention thinking, oh, I'd really like to get guidance or let go of this or whatever. And whatever, like, you know, my body's like, nope, we're not ready for that yet. We're going to do this instead. I'm like, whoa, where did that come from?
I love that. That's huge too. I mean, I think for so many women, I know for me, I hold my breath a lot, and it's been a very conscious thing for me, probably for the past like 3 years, of just stopping throughout the day and saying, take a deep breath. And I've had people say to me, I notice sometimes before you give advice, you'll like take a beat and take a breath. And for me, tapping into my breath helps me reconnect with my body. I mean, do you feel like some of this too is just us as women, as, and there's men listening too, I have to actually acknowledge that. But I think we carry so much stress, we forget to breathe, we get tight. And breath work to me is just remembering almost that we are allowed to deep.
It's the connection,
yeah,
for sure. It's that your connection to self, because our bodies want to receive the oxygen that it is supposed to receive. Like, it wants to be filled up on that level. And we are depriving ourselves for sure. And so it's like when you, I mean, that's why it feels so good. Like right now, if you just take a deep breath, and then as you exhale, like let your shoulders relax and your face, and then all you're like, oh my God, why don't I do that all the time? Like, we're so bad to ourselves. Why are we so bad?
I know. Well, and we let other things outside of ourselves control what's going on inside instead of kind of taking back that power. I think that's one of the things breath work after that session, I was like, wait a minute, I have the ability to truly control more how I feel through this mode of changing how I breathe. So, okay, instead of standing in line at the grocery store and being frustrated about it not going faster, I'm going to take some deep breaths right now and reposition and re-regulate my body to a calm state, because I don't need to get stressed about this stupid line. Like, I have bigger things to work, chew on, you know?
Yeah.
So you feel like it gives you that empowering feeling of like, I don't have to let everything else control my inside. I get to take that back and own that myself, which, you know, again, is a mindset breakthrough, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in that moment, well, when you realize that that you're not breathing deeply and carefully, you know, and you're just doing your shallow breath like we all do. I mean, now that I am involved with breath work, I am so much more conscious of how I breathe. But believe me, I mean, it is so easy just to go right back to, and then I'm like, wait, I haven't even taken a deep breath all day, you know, unless maybe I'm laying in the bed at night, I'm probably like, oh, that was a long day. And I'm like, That's sad. And so, but the good news is that, you know, at least when I'm lying in bed at night, if I had a busy day, that I can remind myself, be like, okay, well, this is my time when I'm going to, you know, reboot my parasympathetic system and reboot myself.
Wait, so go back. Our parasympathetic system, explain that. Because
so
our people aren't going to know what that is.
Yeah. So we hold all of our, not all of our emotions, but we hold a lot of our stuff in our gut. You know, definitely they say that our gut is our second brain. And so with a deep belly breath, that activates your parasympathetic system. So it, as we're like so tightly wound, you know, in our system and in our gut, as you breathe in to that belly, it just kind of like releases this, it releases the tension, you know, you're just like, it's forced to relax your whole nervous system. And then all of a sudden it's like, ooh. And that's why, you know, people that suffer from major anxiety, why breath work and a pattern of breath that they feel comfortable with, it's so important for that, for panic attacks, you know, because when you can connect with that breath and focus on that, it's not only the focus of the breath, but it's also, you know, releasing that tension in your belly, because that's where our butterflies are. And, you know, all the, you know, when you're nervous or excited or anxious, it all goes to your belly. So when you can take that deep belly breath, it just relaxes all that tension.
Oh my God. So this is really good for people who have anxiety. I mean, it's good for the average person, obviously, but tell me a few of like the major things that it can help, you know, because I'm definitely an advocate for like a drug-free life as much, you know, prescription-free as much as is possible, obviously, for, you know, a person. Yeah. So like, what could this help people with?
So really like, gosh, I mean, it's just everything.
I mean, like all the things.
The one thing also is cancer cannot live in a highly oxygenated body.
What?
Hello. Yes. Cancer cannot live in a highly oxygenated body. So it's like the more you oxygenate your body and your cells, the healthier you will be, literally, like not only mentally, emotionally, but physically as well, because disease cannot thrive in there, which, you know, goes back to dis-ease. You know, when your body is in dis-ease and you are holding on to all this emotion and stress and the things that people hold on to, that's when we get into dis-ease, and that's what creates disease. So it's like, it's all connected, baby.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So, okay, can you guide us through a little bit of breathing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's just let people know, if you're like in your car, you're driving, like obviously don't close your eyes. Like don't.
Yeah. And this is one thing that, I mean, once you tap into that belly breath, you really can do it anywhere, you know, definitely alert. You know, I do it while I'm driving a lot lately, just because I can, because I know how, and I'm in my car and I'm like, I'm just going to breathe because it feels good. So it's different, you know, because we are used to breathing into our chest, right? Like that's how normally, even when you take a deep breath and you're like, oh, like
your shoulders, yeah.
You feel your shoulders rise. So this particular type of, well, there's a lot of different types, but this particular type that I work with, it brings it down into your belly first. So it's like a, so you bring it,
so we're breathing through our nose.
Through my nose, bring it into my belly. And then as I'm exhaling, it's bringing up through my chest and then exhale out my mouth. So it sounds like this.
Okay, put the mic right next to your like nose and mouth.
It's like a... Yeah.
And count how many seconds we're going in and out. Is it six?
So it's like, I mean, you can, in the beginning, I think more of a three count is good because those deeper breaths are hard. And honestly, if you are driving, if you're doing a deeper, longer breath, like you will start to get dizzy. Be like, ooh, wait a minute. Because the back of your neck can get all tingly and your cheeks get all rosy and it's like, ooh. So I think more of a three count, like taking in for just average, like trying to sink into something. It's like a one, two, three, and then one, two. And actually the exhale is a more important for the length because you're pushing in, like as you exhale, you're bringing in your belly. And then that helps like push out even more of the tension. You know, you feel what I'm saying there? Like when you take that three count in, like do it with me, go one, two, three. And then as you bring it up, exhale, one, two, three, four, five, six.
Yeah.
So do that extra like push, it really just helps to get it out.
I'm almost like visualizing my jeans sort of like pushing into my belly button to like get all of that air out of my stomach.
Yeah. So there's different variations. So just for, you know, if you're standing in the grocery line or driving in the car, or you're just feeling a little anxious,
you were doing it at the dentist office.
Oh, I did do that at the dentist office. Yeah. I forgot I did that on Insta Stories. It was so, it tripped me out because I was like, oh my God, it just worked. So I was having a little procedure done and I mean, who likes the dentist? No one. No. So I was like, I'm just going to do this pattern of breath and see if it works. And it totally did.
Whoa.
It totally did. Yeah. And then I had another hip procedure that involved a very long needle and I was not excited about it at all. And I did it again. And it's not that it took the pain away. It's not that it made me like, oh, I don't feel anything. It just made my body not so tense so that I was just so much more like flowy. You know, I was just like going with, I was connected to me and not that dentist. Not that man with the needle. I wasn't focused on that. I was focused on me and that beautiful breath that was filling my body with the good stuff.
Well, it almost too sounds like you became detached from the physical symptoms of the stress or anxiety in that moment that being at the dentist chair would cause you, right? So you could like the breathing, I feel like for me, it takes my mind off of it. And it also relaxes my body. So I'm not so like in it.
Anxiety, you're not feeling. Focused on all the external stuff. You're really just like,
yeah. Because,
I mean, it was enough that the nurse lady, hygienist lady was like, what were you doing there? Because you were out of it. And I was awake, but my eyes were closed and I had a very relaxed body. And so I started telling her about it. She's like, I'd like to learn more about that. So she's like, this is something that we all need to know about. I was like, yeah, well, I teach it. So guess what?
Oh my gosh. So it's, so just to review. So it's in through your nose for about a three count, a one, two, three, and then it's out through your mouth for about five or six. Just, yeah. And when we're breathing, we're pulling the breath through our nose, down through our chest, right. And expanding our belly, really.
Yeah, straight into the belly. And then through our exhales, when we bring it up to our chest and exhale out of our mouth.
And pushing our belly in. Yeah. I like to think too, for me, because I do have trouble, you guys that are listening and you're like, ah, like it's not something that might come like very quickly. And I like to even sometimes when my eyes are closed and I'm thinking about this breath, literally just think about my eyes. I focus really on my stomach, or I put my hands right on my stomach so I can feel the exhale and the inhale.
Yeah, I really think that that's so important to feel, you know, and that's another thing that really connects you with your body, to be able to feel the movement of your belly and of your chest. So I usually will put one hand on my belly, one hand on my chest, so that I can really feel that connection, because it is important to do the belly and the chest, you know, like you want to bring it into all of them, to both sections. So,
yeah. We're breathing now.
Yeah. And so like what you and I did, you and I had a, like an hour and a half session.
Yeah, where for a long time.
You breathe for at least a full hour, I would say. And so those sessions are super cool, because that's really when you're able to go deep, you know? So there's different variations of it. There's the, you know, the 90 second ones, there's the 3 minute one, is whatever you really have time for. But when you set that intention of, I'm going to do a breathwork session, you know, I'm going to give this time and I want the whole experience. It's like a journey. And so that's when you get into that meditative state, is when you have probably at least 45 minutes to dedicate to the pattern of breath. And it's done with like super cool music. I mean, to me, the music is like the best
part. You nail the music. Yeah. And I think this is good. We're getting into this of like, my experience with you was a much longer experience, and it was hard. Like at first I was like, oh my God, can I breathe? Like, and I, you know, I've been doing yoga for years and meditating for like 15 years. And like, I mean, but here's the thing, is you are such a good guide. And like you said, a facilitator through this, and you were like coaching me through, you know, my eyes are closed, but, and there's beautiful music playing, and you were just guiding me through kind of staying with, like you called it, the work. Like it really is some work to get deep inside your body. And then once probably like, I don't know, 8 or 10 minutes of just you counting me through the breath and keeping me on track, then it was like no big deal. And I was and like, I'm never coming back. And
yeah, that is the bummer. It's like, oh, over.
It's the most blissful feeling, honestly. And I felt like there was just, like I said, I released so much sort of physical pain. I felt like really, and like, I don't drink, I don't do drugs. Like I felt high. Like I was just
definitely can be a trippy experience. Like a psychedelic. I mean, because it's just so hard to explain until you've experienced it.
Yeah.
I'm so excited when people come out of their breath zone, and I'm like, did you love it? What, wasn't that amazing? I'm like so excited because they finally got to experience it. I'm like, wasn't that great?
Yeah. Well, and it's like, how cool, you know, for me, it really made me reflect on how amazing my body is, that our bodies do so much all day without us even realizing it. And then I was able to do something that's fairly simple, to tap into all these chemicals that are just naturally flowing. And I felt like I really adjusted some chemicals in my body, and like, whoa, I felt good for like days after. I mean,
on that note, let me tell you. So I'm fairly new to this. I mean, I just got certified in October, but like once I discovered it, which was with you in Sedona, that was the first time that we did the really intense
deep. Yeah, we did like a drum breath circle.
Yeah, it was like a shamanic.
Like an hour or something?
I felt like it was 10 hours, but I think it might have only been 2. I don't know.
That was, yeah.
It shook me to my core. Like I had never experienced anything like that. I mean, I left there. That was my most favorite thing we did that entire retreat weekend. And it stuck with me. After that, when I came back to Atlanta, I was like, who does breath work around here? And not a lot of people. It's becoming a lot more popular. But I would go to a couple workshops here and there. And some of them I really resonated with. Some of them I didn't, you know, just depending on the teacher and the music and all that stuff. And so when it kept staying with me. It was like breath work. Work. So I had to follow that nudge. And once I did, I found my training in Asheville, and it just happened so organically and beautiful. It was all meant to be. So I went to this training, and it was 6 days where we did the training, but every day we had to do our own breath work. We had to breathe in training because we had to clear whatever might be holding us back so that we could be our best selves to show up for our students. And during that breath work, excuse me, I literally reset something in I'm 45. And so my cycles have become less and less frequent. Like, you know, I'm a hormonal being. And
you had two, girl. You've had two.
Yeah, girls. Yeah. So ever since then, I've been so regular. I have been like really normal. Like I've been like a normal Vaughn. I don't know. It's just been really weird. And I didn't even think about it until another girl that I trained with, she lives in Michigan, and she did on her Insta story. She was like, you guys, ever since I've been coming back and I've been doing breath work sessions, my clients have been saying that their cycles have been more regular. And I was like, oh my gosh, mine too. And so that to me has been so cool to witness, because it hits the reset button on your body.
Yeah.
Because we're so out of whack. And when you really just spend that time to focus on yourself, I don't know. I can't even explain it, but I wouldn't have even thought about it had she not said that, but I was like, oh my God.
Well, it's probably part of that like self-nourishing thing too, because I think a lot of people, women's cycles get off because they aren't taking good care of themselves, or, yeah. You know, yeah. There is sort of this lack, and it might not even be, but it's, I think there's something connected to nourishing and the sacral chakra and coming back to really nourish. Like that's my word for the year, is like nourishment. Like yeah. I need to be, and not from like a food standpoint, just from a like really stepping uncomfortably back and taking an uncomfortably good level of care of myself on all these different, you know, spiritual, physical, emotional, mental, all of it. And I think that's so much connected with, as a woman, we do spread ourselves thin. We do say yes to everything. And I think that our physical functions are like, whoa, stop it. Stop.
Apparently so. I mean, the fact that it's not just me, because this other girl, I know through training that she had been through a lot of her own challenges, and then to witness so many of her, because she's hosting like weekly group breath sessions, the people that go like every week. And so for her to be able to, I'm like, gosh, that is amazing. I just think that is so powerful, because most women, you know, I'm a very average woman, like in the physical world. You know, I've always been very regular, very normal, but I was like, oh, it's 45. I guess this is just what happens. And for me to totally reset that button and be like younger again and have feel younger down there.
Yeah.
I think that's like humongous.
It's crazy. Wow. So, okay. And again, like, guys, we're not making any medical claims or anything. I'm going to like put an asterisk in the show notes. But here's the thing is, what Vaughn and I both, I think, really agree on is that when you do take time to tap into yourself, whether it's breathwork, whether it's massage, whether it's meditation, a long walk,
when you
tap into that part of yourself, things are going to change. Things, and generally for the better, because your body is really craving you taking care of yourself.
Well, that's the thing. You're honoring your body. You're spending the time on your body instead of, you know, not instead of, I was going to say everything else, but I mean, it's like there's you set new priorities.
Yeah.
You know? Like you've set up a new bar for yourself. So
now,
like, I do not go more than a week without spending an hour on my, you know, an hour in a week. Like, that's not even that, but it's true. I mean, if I could dedicate at least an hour a week to do either meditation, breath work, you know, just something that's really a really good yoga class, you know, something that's really special for me.
Yeah.
It's been so important. And just, I know, and that just sounds so crazy, like an hour, yay, Vaughn. But I mean, most of us go months without really giving it an hour. And I'm not talking like, you know, just the things we have to do for ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but like stepping outside of what you really already do for yourself, like up it just a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what can you do to honor your body and your needs? Cause there's something in you that is saying, you want to do this. You want it. Like right now I've been really wanting to explore more Kundalini yoga. I love Kundalini yoga.
I have a set on my calendar. There's one class I like. I blocked it out on my calendar on Wednesday mornings. And I'm like, I don't care. We're not scheduling anything else during that time. I'm going to that class once a week because I feel so good.
So much better. So yeah. Good. Yeah. But I mean, it's hard because, you know, it's not like I'm making, it's not like I'm going for a run, you know, that my body's, you know, but it's for me spiritually and emotionally. That is what I need.
Yeah.
And so I'm just really trying to listen to that call, as are you. And that's all we can do is just listen to those little nudges.
And it doesn't happen overnight. I mean, this is something, at least for me, I've been working on for probably 2 or 3 years. And I've really gotten to the point where I'm sort of like shameless about saying, like, this is my time. And I have to hire help, or I have to say to Greg, like, I can't, you know, it's like, I know in my calendar, I actually color code all of my, you know, I call them self-care moments, but they're all color coded in purple. I make sure there's like, my calendar has some purple on it every week, so I visually know it's there. And I schedule it before I schedule anything else. You know, like that is my first step. And then we layer on clients and calls and my workload. You know what I mean? Because honestly, I can't show up and be the woman that I want to be when it's just about business and home and that's it. There has to be that third piece that's just me.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, it's just, it's a non-negotiable for me now. And, you know, as I think a lot of women will be like, well, Emily, you don't have kids and da-da-da. Well, I'm setting up these practices now, so when I do have kids, it's very clear that, like,
and that's what I was about to say is I do have a husband and kids, and at first, as uncomfortable as it felt, you know, it felt very selfish just to be like, okay, I'm doing this, 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 and this. I'm going to Kundalini yoga on Friday night. Bye. You know, usually that's family fun night, but it's so important to me that my kids now, you know, it's not like they're mad at me. Oh gosh, mom, you're going to yoga again. You know, I mean, like they, because I come back so much better, and I really am now a better mother, a better wife. And I'm because I'm so much happier.
So how did you get, you're honoring yourself. Yeah. So sorry, I didn't mean to jump in, but like, I feel like so many women feel that selfishness about, like, how did you get over that initially? Like, feeling like guilty about leaving your family.
Literally has been one of the hardest things I've ever had, because it is, and it, like you just said, it did not happen overnight. But there just were new boundaries that I kept setting. And then as that non-negotiable felt better, then it became a new level of non-negotiable. And as that felt more comfortable, there became a new level of non-negotiable. So I just kept rising up. And so now I really feel like I have set the bar, you know, and my friends and my family, they just know that, oh, Vaughn takes care of herself now. and she doesn't feel guilty about it. And she's all the better for it. But it definitely takes time because we are not conditioned to do things like that without feeling guilty.
Yeah. Well, I think as a woman, as you become a mom, as you have a home, as you have a business, it just becomes too, like, I see women come to me and I'm like, you're just, you have too much on your plate. And like, and I have trouble because, you know, I would work all day if I could. I love to work. I'm a recovering workaholic. And this has been my way of saying, you know what, if I can show up for myself, then actually I work more efficiently. I'm clear in my decision making. I'm not just putting out crappy content and putting out crappy stuff, but it does take that level of saying, like, that boundary and saying, okay, how far can I push that boundary this month, this week, this
year? Right. Yeah. And then it just, all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm living a really great life that I'm proud of and that I'm happy. Because I would have never, 2 years ago, if I was like, I'm going on a retreat, I'm going to go do this, I'm going to go do the, you know, all, I'm going to go for a week-long training in Asheville for breath work, you know, I would have never even allowed myself that. I wouldn't, it's not that anybody else, like my husband and kids would have been like, no way, you're not leaving for a week. I would have not even allowed it the option. I would have shut it down so quick and be like, no, 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 I can't leave for a whole week. You know,
my kids need me, my husband needs,
like, yeah, but that's the mindset. It's like the conditioning that we have created in the society now. Like, we can't go do stuff like that without feeling guilty, or we, you know, they need us, or let's go a little layer deeper. That's our ego telling us, oh, they, you know, no, don't go fulfill your dreams. They need you here, you know, and your ego is trying to keep you safe here at home and not do anything big and bold, you know? So that's like a whole other thing.
That's like a whole other podcast. Yeah. Cause I think that big and bold thing is so many women that come to me. They're like, I know I'm meant for big things. I know I'm supposed
exactly for you.
Really that, like, okay, well, where are you going to draw the line to say, this, I am allowed to have my dreams and I am allowed to go for them unapologetically. Like you said, like you wanted right. to, you shut yourself down. Like how, you know, and I think it does take a lot of self-development and getting to the core of like who in your childhood said that you weren't allowed to do that, or, you know, who in college yeah. told you that you couldn't do X, Y, and Z, right? Everyone's going to be different. But
right.
I think, you know, as women in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, you know, you do have gone through it. You've gone through stuff. It adds up, the baggage comes on. Breath work is a beautiful, beautiful, sort of simple way, honestly, to help start to clear some of that junk out of the trunk.
Yeah. Just to feel it, you know. Well, first of all, it's just an intention to say, hey, I'd like to move some stuff through me. You know, and so who knows? Once you're there, like, who knows what will happen? But at least you're setting the intention to say, hey, I want to work on myself for just a minute and see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Or an hour.
I love it. So, okay. So you do breath work. You're also connected with other people that can do it in person. We did it over Zoom, which was, mm-hmm. I think, amazing. I mean, very easy. So how can people reach out to you, follow you, book a session with you? Like, how do we get people in your zone?
You know, I'm on Instagram and I do have a website, vonpiero.com.
And we can sign up for one-on-one sessions with you too.
Yes. So I do the one-on-one sessions and I've got a lot of, because like I said, I just got certified in October, but I'm so passionate and excited about this. Like just last week I met with, like four different moms randomly that had younger children that were suffering from anxiety. And they were like, do you do anything with this? And I was like, not yet, but I mean, this is a sign. Okay, I hear you, universe. So there's going to be lots that I'm going to be working with and opening up opportunities, because, you know, I just think it's, you know, even working with women, you know, with the whole cycle thing, you know, I mean, if you're going through menopause right now and you need to hit the reset button, maybe this is the thing that can help you.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. So, okay. So Instagram, you're at Von Piero, and your website is vonpiero.com. And then you have a Facebook group too, right?
I do. Yeah. Yeah. It's called Heal and Align.
Heal and Align. Okay. So we're going to drop the links to all of this below. And so you guys can sign up, because one of my goals with this podcast is obviously to talk about numbers and financial stuff for your boutique, but also to realize truly that, and this is part of my journey that I continue to share with you guys, is that like the healing is never done, and the like growth and the up-leveling, and we were talking about this before we started recording, but even for me, just the up-leveling requires more from me energetically, and requires more ritual, requires more prayer, requires more lots of things. And so it's a really important thing for us to tap into. How can we heal ourselves? How can we be empowered around healing ourselves, and not just, well, this is how I'm going to live for the rest of my life. Oh, yeah. You know, and if we're getting sick a lot, if we have, you know, chronic issues, you know, listen, like, I'm in the boat where you try everything until you see what works, you know? So I just want to always be offering these other modalities to people. So,
yeah, I think it's awesome. Well, you know how I feel about you. I love you. You're so awesome. I loved you the minute I met you. I was like, I remember I stalked you in the hot tub. I was like, hey.
Oh my God. We met in the hot tub because we were at this gorgeous resort where it was like the first or second day of the retreat. And we were 3 hours behind, or so, like our time clocks were funny. And I was like, it was after the long day. And I was like, I just need to go like swim. Like for me, water is super healing. And I was like, I'm going to go swim. I'm going to go sit in the hot tub. And I was the only person out there. I was listening to my music. I was in the hot tub. And you and your sister came down, and you're like, hey girl, what are you doing by yourself down here? And I was like,
I had already noticed you earlier, and I was like, I like her. I and then when you were down there, I was like, okay, it's so meant to be.
Let's go chit chat. Yeah. You and your sister are the best. I know. Yeah, that was such a fun retreat in Sedona. I need to go back to that one, but that one changed me in such big ways. So
it cracked me open for sure. It definitely did. Yeah. And ever since then, it's just been a journey, you know? It's
a good journey too.
Great. Yeah. I mean, this healing stuff ain't no joke. I mean, it's, you know, really working on yourself. It's work.
Yeah.
It's worth it. So many people get so freaked out by what I do, you know, when I'm talking to my friends or anyone.
Atlanta. I mean, you're like in Bible Belt City. I mean,
yeah,
this kind of stuff can be sort of hard to talk about, I'm sure.
Yeah. So people, I can just see them be like, no, I'm fine. I'm like, it's, to me, it's so exciting, because once you see it and you can like release it, like it's so much more fun on the other side of that pain.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so much better.
Love it.
Like when I think about, but I didn't realize how unhappy I was until I was like, something's not right here. And then that's, you know, but you have to kind of wake up to it to be ready to do the work.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Well, I hope that this podcast inspires people to do whatever feels right for them and their journey. And if it's breath work, great. If it's more meditation, great. If it's going for a walk outside and breathing deeper, 3 in, 6 out.
Yes.
Great. It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
Anything. Oh, just honor yourself.
Oh, yeah. So let's wrap up with like, what is the big takeaway that you want people to really kind of leave this podcast with?
The big takeaway is really honor yourself, because our intuition, our inner guidance system is constantly trying to guide us. If we will just slow down our little brain and listen, you know, like just tap into yourself, put yourself in situations where you can sit in silence to hear the guidance, to whether it's through writing or through meditation or, you know, through a yoga class or through a walk. If you're going on a walk though, don't have headphones, you know, like just create opportunity where you're just in silence so that you can just receive. Because we are definitely being guided to be our best selves if we'll just, you know, allow it to happen.
Yeah. Oh, thanks so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you, Emily, for having me.
Right. Oh, thank you.
Did you love this episode as much as I did? Head over to iTunes and rate and review the Boost Your Boutique podcast so more amazing and creative boutique owners like you can find out about it. And don't forget, head over to boostyourboutique.com to learn more.
Have you been in business between 3 and 7 years? You're doing between $20,000 and $40,000 per month, up and down, right? It's not really consistent. You feel like, wow, I'm making a ton of money, but I'm not really making money because I don't pay myself. I'm always freaking out about paying bills. And it feels like you're always out of stock in your very best style. Something is wrong. I know I should be doing better. Does this sound like you? Imagine a life where your boutique has consistent, predictable sales, and you get to pay yourself enough to fully replace your salary. No more worrying about what can get charged on your credit card, just pure positive cash flow and easy peasy living. Sky's the limit. Boutique Business Accelerator isn't just good, it's a game changer. Molly really said it best. Emily helped me organize my wholesale business so I wasn't flying by the seat of my pants every day and wondering why I was so exhausted every day. Molly hit $1 million in sales in 2023. That's the reality that my program, Sky's the Limit Boutique Business Accelerator, is offering to you. Think about it. A future where your boutique is a well-oiled machine. No more sleepless nights over inventory nightmares or financial stress. With Sky's the Limit Boutique Business Accelerator, we can grow your sales by 20 to 50% in as little as 6 months. On top of that, you'll finally get to pay yourself what you deserve. Molly, just like you, was drowning in chaos. Now, she's not just organized, she's thriving. As Molly puts it, I'm up 57% in sales, 7% in profit. I took 2 real vacations this year, and I have my launches scheduled a year in advance. These are my results, but I truly don't think it would have happened without Emily and Sky's the Limit. I have to add, Molly only started this program in November of 2022, and this is her growth now, November of 2023. But I don't want to just talk about this. I want to help you act on it. And this is where it gets even better. If you are hearing this right now, enrollment for Sky's the Limit Boutique Business Accelerator is open, and it's at the lowest price available. Seriously, imagine a boutique where you're not just surviving, you're thriving. Your bank account is healthy, and your stress levels are at an all-time low. Don't take my word for it. Hear what a few other people have to say. Rhonda said, I feel more in control of my inventory than ever before, thanks to you and Sky's the Limit. Probably the best investment I've ever made in my business. Part of what Rhonda's not telling you is that in under 6 months, she had reduced her dead inventory by 50%. Ashley also joined us last November of 2022 and was averaging between $20,000 and $24,000 a month, simply selling through her Facebook group. By February, she had jumped to $32,000. By March, was hitting $42,000 a month. That's double what she was doing just a few months before. We didn't do any advertising. She actually launched less days a week. We simply made better buying decisions that fueled her growth. Time's ticking. Your dream boutique is just a click away. You can have results just like this too. Head on over to www.boutiquetrainingacademy.com/skies-the-limit, all one word, and enroll right now. Your 20 to 50% increase in sales in 2024 starts right now.